Hallelujah. If you'll bear with me, I'm going to get my stand up here. Praise the Lord. Wasn't that beautiful? Yeah. Amen. And we can clap our hands on that one too. Praise the Lord. I'm happy for you all and so glad that y'all came this morning, and I commend you for taking this action to dedicate Finley unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. You have a beautiful family. Hallelujah. I want to preach this morning on making a difference. You can look at your neighbor this morning and say, we're called to make a difference. And we're just going to read one verse of Scripture this morning. And I usually preach a lot of verses, but I feel led just to expound on this one verse this morning. And I'll give you time to turn over there in Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. And is this microphone loud enough? Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to read out of Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. Hallelujah. And I'll give you time to turn there. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30, we're called to make a difference in our lives. Everybody say this with me, I can make a difference. I can make a difference. The Bible says, greater is he who is in me than he that is in the world. Praise the Lord. Ezekiel chapter 22, verse 30. So I sought for a man among them who would make a wall and stand in the gap before me on behalf of the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found no one. The Lord is looking for someone that will stand in the gap, for someone who needs hope in their lives. The Lord is looking for someone that will stand in the gap, that'll be there for whoever it is. Family, friends, whoever it is, if God has laid them on your heart, you are called to intercede for them with your conduct, with your prayers, with your actions. And God is looking for someone to stand in the gap to make a difference. And you can make a difference. And as you see, I brought an apple this morning. How many likes apples? I like apples. And as you see, this apple is a product of a seed. Every tree, every garden, every tree, the forest, can all be traced back to what? A seed, right? It can be traced back to a seed. All right. Everybody say potential. The potential of a seed. I've got a seed right here, and it's about as big as it's actually a sunflower, but I want you to act like it's an apple seed. Which one has more potential? Because in the seed is this. But you can't see this in this. What do we live by, church? We live by what? Everything. There is so many apple trees in this seed. So many apple trees. And there's so much potential. Can y'all see it? And there's so much potential in this seed. But you know what? We always focus on just the fruit and not the seed. All right. Every one of you have the seed of potential laying in you right now. And you can make a difference. And how do you plant? How do you plant a seed? Well, if you're a farmer like me, you till up the ground, right? And you put the seed in the ground. Well, planting a seed is like obeying the Lord. And if we would obey God, if only we would love our spouse, amen? If only we would obey God when it comes to our calling. Is God calling you to be a preacher? Is God calling you to be a minister? What is God calling you to? Is he calling you to the nursery? Oh, no, Pastor, he's not calling me to the nursery. He's not calling me to change dirty diapers. No, Pastor. No, Pastor, he's not calling me to do that. There is so much potential. What is God calling you to? I'm here to let you know, and you may have heard this. You may have heard this before, but God is not calling you just to warm up you. Amen. Will y'all agree? And God is not calling you just to say, well, I'm just going to be dormant. I'm just going to go to church, but not be the church. And so God is saying, if you'll just plant the word of God, see, the seed is the word of God. And if you'll just plant the seed, you will produce a harvest beyond your imagination. But if we'll just take the step of faith and quit saying, I'm afraid of what people will think about me. I'm afraid of what people may say. I don't know if I should pray out loud or not. I don't know if I should take this step of faith. How about we go ahead and plant the seed? There is so much potential in the seed. If you would understand, and right now you may be thinking, I don't think I can make a difference. I don't think I can. I don't think I can. Listen, there is so much potential in that seed. It's small too, isn't it? Look how small that is. And you say, well, I'm a nobody. I'm just a small somebody, ain't I? I'm from Polk County. I ain't nobody. God don't want it. I'm from Bradley. Nobody. God ain't going to use me. Oh, my past. Your past will keep you from planting the seed of potential if you let it. And so many people. No, I dropped the seed. Hold on. Just bear with me. And so many people let their past hinder them from planting the seed. And if you'll just go ahead and obey God and say, God, I'm going to go ahead and take the first step of faith, and I'm going to plant the seed in the ground, and I know you will bring the harvest. And whatever you called me to do, you will bring it to harvest. If I'm called to the nursery, if I'm called to children's church, you will bring a harvest. There will be a harvest of souls. Listen, it doesn't matter what it is. Pastor, am I called to clean the bathroom? Maybe. That's between you and the Lord. What about the coworker you work with? You've worked with them for 10 years and you still hadn't told them about the Lord or invited them to church. How about planting the seed of potential? And I'm here to tell you that you, listen, and you may feel like right now, I don't know if I can make a difference in somebody's life. I'm not even making a difference in my own life. But one small act of planting, one small act, if you'll just plant the seed, you'll see a harvest like you've never seen before. And when you plant the seed, listen, it takes a while for it to germinate, right? It takes a while for it to germinate. But see, there, listen, this is just one apple. You plant one apple seed, you're going to get a whole tree of apples. And you can feed off an apple tree how many years? We got farmers in here. How many years? I'm going to pick a number and you go if I'm wrong, okay? 25 years, a whole family for a year, 25 years, 30 years, can eat off an apple tree out of one seed. The decisions you make today affect your family 25, 30 years down the road. And what you're doing right now is affecting your kids and your children. So go ahead and start getting them in church. Can I get an amen there? Bring them to children's church. And every time you obey the Lord and every time you invest in them spiritually, you're planting the seeds of greatness. You're planting the seeds of potential inside of them. If only we could get parents. If only we could get grandparents and pastors too. And only if we could get leaders to start understanding that when children need the seeds of greatness planted in them. Only if we would obey God. Everybody say obedience. Everybody say take a step of faith. You got three types of people in this world. You have wishers. How many's ever heard that said? I wish this would happen one day. I wished it would, but you know, I've got a terrible past. I would dream big and I would have a big vision, but I wish. And they remain wishers. And they just wish for things to happen. And the second group are waiters. I'm just waiting on God to do this in my life. I'm just waiting on God. But what are you doing while you're waiting? Right? What are you doing while you're waiting? Are you worshiping? Y'all remember that song? While I'm waiting, I'm worshiping. I don't know the songs, but y'all know what I'm talking about. I don't know the song. Y'all know what I'm talking about. While I'm waiting. What are we doing while we're waiting? And some people wait for the sake of waiting. And God is saying, you know, if you just take that step of faith and plant that seed, you won't have to wait no more. If you'll just obey me, if you'll just take that step of faith. Amen, church. And then you got the third group. They're workers. And they say this, I may not have a lot, and all I have is just a seed. But I know if I obey God, God will bring the harvest. I may not have a lot. You barely can see this, can't you? You barely can see this seed, can't you? I may not have a lot. I may not have a lot to give. But God can do everything with the little that I've got. And if I'm willing to take these small acts of obedience, God will bring a harvest beyond my imagination. And I hope you all are getting this message this morning. I really hope you're getting this. The seed of potential. The seed of potential is laying right in your spirit right now. It's laying right here. And you say, well, I've got a mediocre life. And we pray little prayers. You know, little prayers are insulting to God. Everybody say, pray big prayers. Right? We have a big vision. We dream big. We envision these things. We believe. Listen, we believe that this church is going to overflow with saved people. And we believe the people who gave their life today to the Lord, who made a change in their life today, they're going to go out and they're going to witness to other people. And they are not in bondage to their past. And they are not in bondage to sin anymore because they know that they have been forgiven. Right? We have been forgiven. Forgiven by the blood of Jesus. Forgiven by His love. And I don't know about y'all, but I'm not going to be the kind of waiter that's just going to wait on God to do everything when God is saying, I need you to obey. I need you to pray. I need you to give. I want you to do this because I've got to find agreement in the earth. I've got to find somebody who will agree with me. Can I share this example in the Bible where it talks about the little boy who shared his lunch with Jesus? Y'all remember reading that? How many people did Jesus feed that day? 5,000. Right? 5 loaves and 2 sardines. But if it wasn't for the little boy who was willing to share his lunch, God can use the little that you have. And I hear that all the time. People say, well, this is all I got. Well, give it to God and let God bring the harvest. Right? Well, this is all I can do right now. Well, that's all God asked you to do. Right? And the little boy shared his lunch with Jesus, and Jesus multiplied it. And I'm here to tell you that whatever you give to God, every act of obedience you give to God, God is going to multiply it, and it won't remain a seed forever. That it will turn into much fruit. And I hope you're getting this morning. I'm here to tell you that you're not wasting your time when you come to church. You're not wasting your time when you lay hands on people and pray for them. And I'm going to say this morning. You're not wasting your money when you tithe and when you give in the offering. You're not wasting your money. And every time you give, and every time you pray for your children, and every time you give to your family, you're planting the seeds of greatness in their life. And you know there is a great harvest coming. Woo. Woo. There's a great harvest coming because I know what's inside the seed. There's many apples in the seed. Right? You know what some people do? They'll eat the apple, but they throw away greatness. You ever done that before? I've done it. I've ate an apple. Right? And didn't use the seeds that was inside the apple to actually plant some more apple trees. And you know what some people do? They let their past, right? They'll eat it and they'll just throw it away. They'll throw away the seeds of greatness because they don't understand that there's greatness that lies right inside of them. Listen, quit waiting on somebody to give you permission to do something remarkable. Quit waiting on someone to give you permission to do something remarkable. Quit letting people dictate your anger. dictate your life, where you go. You're letting people upset you. You're letting people anger you. When people criticize you, don't react to it. You just keep on doing the right thing. See, there's some negative people in our lives that will drain you. I mean, they'll drain you. Can I get an amen right here? I mean, they'll drain you, right? And so God is saying, quit dealing with the weeds and start planting seeds. And so here we are, we're dealing with the weeds, and we're trying to take care of the weeds, take care of the weeds. Listen, you got to do some weeding out in your life in order to reach the goal and the vision that God has given you. And there's some weeds. Can I preach a little bit right here? There's some weeds in our lives that we need to weed out. Now listen, I'm telling you to keep loving them. You keep loving them. You keep forgiving them. You keep showing the love of God. But quit wasting your energy on people who mistreat you and treat you like a dog. Can I be plain this morning? Quit wasting your energy on people who don't listen to you, who don't like you. You keep loving them and you keep forgiving them. But quit wasting your mental energy on people who don't want you to prosper. Say, that's hard, preacher, but it's the truth. Well, pastor, are you telling us not to love them? Are you telling us not to forgive them? No. I'm telling you to love them. I'm telling you to forgive them. But so many of us, we keep dealing with the same old, and I hear it. I hear it sometimes. Then they'll say, I'm going to put this seed in apple now. And I hear it sometimes. They'll come to me the next week, the same old story. They'll come to me the next week, the same old story. And I tell them, I say, if you do this, 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 you'll be okay. You'll be all right. It'll change. But they don't want to do this, 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 this. And they come back with the same old story. If you want a different result, you got to make a different reaction. You got to take a different action. You got to take a different action. And so, I don't know about y'all, but I get tired of hearing the same old story every week, every month. And some of you, you're giving yourself the same old story every month. I don't know why this is happening to me. I don't know what's going on. How about you take a different action and say, you know what? I'm going to pray. I'm going to obey God. And I'm going to keep planting the seed of obedience in my life because God will not let me down. I'm ready to plant the seeds of potential in my life. The seeds of potential. Can I give you some practical examples this morning? Practical examples. We can make a difference how you love people. Now, some of us are there's new faces here this morning, and aren't you glad that I didn't go to you and say, what are you doing here? Ain't you glad? Ain't you glad that you got people that'll actually go up to you and shake your hand and actually talk to you? Right? I think it looks bad on the church when we don't go to people and actually talk to them. And we act like they don't even exist. Well, look at that person. I know all about that person. I know everything they did in the past. God did not make you judge. Hello. You're not the judge. Now, you would look at me. You would probably be greatly offended if I just kind of went. What are they doing here? Right? Or we could say, I'm glad you're here. Amen. Right? Everybody say it's all about love. Love places strong value on relationship and less on opinion. How many knows that some people love their opinion more than they do people? I gotta be right. And I'm gonna be right at the expense of our relationship. And I'm gonna be right. Listen, it's okay to be wrong sometimes. If you think you're right in everything, you're probably really, really wrong in everything. And so here we are. We love people more than our own opinion. Can I get an amen? Amen. We love people more than the color of the carpet in the church. Can I get an amen? Right? We love the people, and we don't argue over trivial things because we got something to be excited about. We want to reach people in this community, and we want to be encouragers, and we want people to say, you got to get to that church because they actually don't judge you according to your past. They don't judge you if you've been, can I preach just a little bit? They don't judge you if you've been married more than once. They don't judge you by your past. They don't judge you where you've been. They'll love you. Listen, they'll love you to Jesus. They'll love you to Jesus. They'll plant the seeds of potential in your life. Glory to God. When I say we forgive without limit, we forgive without limit. When I say we love without condition, we really mean it. We love you. No strings attached. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 4 verse 20 says this. Says, how can we love God whom we have not seen if we can't love our brother whom we have seen? Right? And we say we love God, we love God, we love God, and you can't forgive nobody. You don't really love God. Can I be plain this morning? Can I be plain this morning? I said you got to walk in forgiveness. Listen, let me tell you how much love Jesus had. When he died on the cross and the men who plucked his beard, spit in his face, mistreated him, and he was dying on the cross, and he even prayed. He didn't even complain. When he was dying, he didn't even complain. And he was on the cross, and he said, Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. And when you get mistreated and when people treat you wrong, don't you try to get back at them trying to get revenge. That's childish. What you need to do is say, Father, they don't even know what they're doing. I'm going to keep praying for them. I'm going to keep showing the love of God. And if I keep showing the love of God, there'll be a harvest beyond my imagination. I'm excited, and I just can't hide it. I know. Everybody say it's about love. You got to show love, unconditional love. We can make a difference. You can make a difference now, but we can make a difference now together. We can make a difference now together. Jesus changed the world by serving, not at screaming at people like I'm doing right at you right now. Jesus changed the world by serving people. You want to change? You want to see a change in your family? You want to see a change with daughters, sons, whoever it is in your family? Start serving them. But you know what? You know what we try to do at times when we want people to do something? We try to change them ourselves, don't we? Get in there. I said get. And we try to force people to live for the Lord. You can't make people live for God. You can't make them. Right? Listen, he leads us beside the still waters. He don't force us. He leads us. There's a difference. Right? He leads us. And if God leads us beside the still waters, then you can lead other people beside the still waters with your servanthood. When you serve people. And you don't do it because just to get something out of it. How many knows there's a lot of people out there like that? What's in it for me? What's in it for me? Look, if you'll just serve, quit thinking about yourself all the time. Right, amen? How about we serve each other and show love to each other? Serving. Jesus changed the world by serving, not screaming condemnation. The Bible says in Romans 8:1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Can you turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1? Praise the Lord, I'm turning over there right now. Hurry, hurry, hurry. 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Hallelujah. Though I speak, and it's on the screen right there. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels. Okay. So he's saying if he speaks regular language, right, tongues of men, and angelic, imagine that, angelic language, all right, tongues of men and of angels, but have not what? Love. I've become a noisemaker. We have so many noisemakers, so many people trying to get a platform from themselves. Look at me, look at me, look at me. And they're just making a bunch of noise, and they're wanting everybody to look at them, right? Love is not boastful. Can I get an amen? Love is not rude. Love is not selfish. Love does not boast. And what we do, we if we're not careful, we can make a lot of, especially preachers can do that. Y'all with me? A preacher, if he's not careful, he'll be screaming all the time. But if he ain't got love in his heart, he's just a noisemaker. He's just up there screaming. But God is saying, look, you people change through serving and through love. And I'm telling you, I don't want to be just a noisemaker. I want to be a person where God's love flows through my life. Don't you want God's love to flow through you? Right? God's love flowing through us. Lord, don't let us be just noisemakers, right? Making a lot of noise. But Lord, help us to show love and to serve people. And one of the core values that we have here is it's okay to not be okay, but it's not okay to stay that way. Right? We believe that God is able to help, and we believe that God is able to deliver us and set us free. A while ago when I said the decisions we make today affect our tomorrow, and I'm looking for the seed. I dropped the seed. There it is. A lot of us have children, kids, youth, teenagers. What you do today affects tomorrow, right? You can't tell children not to do something that you're already doing. You with me? And they listen to what you do, not what you say. They listen to what you do, not what you say. If you believe in church, y'all stay with me. If you believe in going to church and being involved, and you don't do that, well, guess who else is not going to do that? Are you with me? Right? If you don't serve God, or if you don't pray before your meal, Pastor, you're getting legalistic. No, I'm talking to you about a relationship with the Lord. Every time you pray before a meal, every time you go to church, you're not wasting your time. How many's ever felt like that while you're listening to me? I'm wasting my time. I'm wasting my time. God sees everything that you do for Him. Even if you're listening to a preacher that you're getting nothing out of, God sees everything, and He'll reward you for it. And what you do today, on February 26, 2017, what you do today, it will matter in 2020. It will matter in 2025. It will matter in 2030. It will matter. You sitting here on a chair, it will matter 10 years down the road. It will matter. Right? Not just here, but at your home. What are you doing in your home? Is there things in your home that's there that doesn't need to be there? Clean your home. What's in your home? Is prayer a mainstay in your house? Is there peace in your house? You know what? You know what one of the greatest things that could ever happen to a person when people come to their house? Man, I feel it's peaceful here. There's peace here. Don't you want that for your household? Don't you want that for your life? Right? What influence are you leaving behind? What kind of influence are you influencing people for good? Right? How do we make a difference? Phone call. Everybody say phone call. Have you visited anybody lately? Yeah, on Facebook. Have you visited anybody? Right? All right. Have you wrote a letter to anyone, a letter of encouragement, telling them how much they mean to you? This is how I'm giving you some practical examples of how you can make a difference. Number four, a gift. Encouragement, showing love. Here's the last one. Be different. Be different. You can't make a difference if you're like everybody else. Right? I heard one guy say, look at what everybody else is doing and do the opposite. Do the opposite. Because I'm telling you, there's a lot of people out there doing the same thing. Complaining, same old story over and over again. Right? But if they'll take the step of faith, and if they'll pray and say, you know what? God put in me the seed of potential, right? And I'm going to obey Him, and I'm going to see a harvest beyond my imagination. You say, God can't use me, God can't use me. Can I give you some biblical examples? Number one, Moses stuttered. David's armor didn't fit. Hosea's wife was a prostitute. Jacob was a liar. David had an affair. Solomon was too rich. Lazarus was dead. Abraham, listen, God can use you. Abraham was too old and God gave him a baby. David was too young. Peter was afraid of death. Naomi was a widow and God still used her. Paul was a murderer and God still used him. Moses was a murderer. Jonah ran from God. Gideon and Thomas both doubted. Jeremiah was depressed and he was suicidal. And God still used him. God still used him. Elijah was burned out. Martha was a worrywart. And Noah got drunk. God chooses the foolish things to accomplish his will. God can use you. You can make a difference in people's lives. You can either use your past as a platform of regret, or you can use your past as a platform of redemption. I'll say that again. You can use your past as a platform of regret, and many of us are drowning. This morning, there's some of us in here that's drowning in regret. We are drowning in sorrow in our past, but you can use your past as a platform, as a testimony to help others in what they're going through. And you've got to ask God to redeem your perspective, to redeem how you view things. You've got to start viewing things as, God don't remember my sins no more. He threw them in the sea of forgetfulness. God's love is great. And if God can use this man, God can use you. You can make a difference in this world with the seed of potential. You can make a difference. You can make a difference. You can make a difference in your kid's life. You can make a difference in your marriage. You can make a difference in your church. You can make a difference. You can do it. Hallelujah. You can. You will by the grace of God. Look at your neighbor and say, we're making a difference. We are making a difference. You say, Pastor, I don't see anything right now. I don't see no results. I don't know what's going on. I don't see anything happening. Listen, it takes a while for this to turn into this. If you don't give up, don't lose heart. You keep praying. You keep serving God. And if you'll have faith in Him between at the beginning of this and to the end of this, you will prosper. But you got to have faith between the planting and between the harvest. Because between the planting and between the harvest, you got to walk by faith. Amen. And I wish my voice was stronger so I'd sound like a Pentecostal preacher. Somebody say amen. Amen. Are you going to have faith between the planting and between the planting and the harvest? You got to keep going. You don't see nothing yet, but you know the harvest is coming. You've been given, but get ready, the harvest is coming. You've been praying a long time for your family, but you get ready, the harvest is coming. You've been going to church for a long time, but the harvest is on its way. Do you believe the harvest is on its way for your life? I said, do you believe? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. I said, do you believe? If you believe, shout out amen. Amen. Hallelujah. And today is the day that you could come to the altar today and say, Lord, right now, I'm planting the seeds of greatness and I'm going to obey you. If you come up today, and y'all can get a song ready. If you come today can be the day where you go ahead and plant that small seed of obedience. That small seed of obedience and see the harvest for your life. And as he sings this song this morning, bring your family up, yourself up, whatever need you have in your life. You don't have a relationship with Jesus, make it right with God. Maybe you haven't been operating in the gift that God has been calling you in. Today's the day. Today's the day that you can plant the seed of potential, right? The seed of obedience in your life. And the last thing I'm going to tell you this. This is the last thing I'm going to say. I promise. Don't miss this opportunity. Don't miss this opportunity. The altar is open. Praise the Lord. As he sings, let's all stand. Father, we thank you. Praise the Lord. Father, we thank you for what you've done for us this morning. Father, we thank you for your anointing. We thank you for your presence. Lord, help us to walk in obedience to you, God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, God. Amen.
Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now.